Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Fairfax Frazier, host of FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, and joining me is
Marshall Matthews. I'm the Vice President of FACT Organization, and we're so glad to have you join us this evening.
Well, we have a very exciting program for you today, and I'm going to let Marshall introduce that to you.
When it comes to Chicago, one of the greatest things that we have are the festivals we celebrate around this city. And it's time for us to start getting ready to celebrate across the city with various programs that the mayor's office and the city of Chicago have put together for us. And we are very happy to have with us today a representative from the mayor's office to talk about all the programs that are coming up this spring and summer that we can be involved in.
So we have joining us Mary May with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Welcome to our live line, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much, Ruth. I'm so happy to be here.
Could you start off telling our audience a little bit about yourself?
Well, I work in the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events in the Communication Division, and primarily, our office, DCASE, as we like to refer to ourselves, we are dedicated to enriching Chicago's artistic vitality and cultural vibrancy. And one of the most wonderful things that we do for the city of Chicago each year is we produce almost close to 2,000 programs that are all free events throughout the Chicago Cultural Center and Millennium Park and in Grant Park.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you've been with the city a little while now.
Yes, I have. Goodness, for more than 15 years.
Okay. And you started off in the mayor's office?
Yes, I've been with the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events for most of my time with the city, and it's been a great pleasure and an honor to, help bring all this fabulous programming and festivals and arts and cultural events to the citizens and visitors.
Wonderful. Well, we are just so happy that you're joining us today because things are kicking off really fast this spring. So tell us what's coming up first.
Well, our first big event is the annual Kids and Kites Festival, which is Saturday, May the 5th, and it's held each year at Montrose Harbor at Cricket Hill in Lincoln Park, and it's just such a wonderful, fun day for families to come together. We give out free kite kits to all the children. They can build and decorate their own kites and fly them, and it's just a wonderful day in the park.
Beautiful. Now, is there a website that we could go to get more information about that event?
Yes, you know, you can go to our website at cityofchicago.org/DCASE, which is DCASE, or you can also go to chicagokidsandkites.us.
Okay, and understand that for this event, for the kids to get there early, they're going to be handing out kits that they can make kites?
Yes, we will hand out free kite kits for the kids to, they'll be able to create, build, and decorate their own kites.
All right, and it's also going to include face painting and balloon artists and mini crafts.
Yes, face painting, balloons. We'll also have professional kite flyers there, so you'll see, you know, big, some of the big kites, and some professionals doing some tricks with their kites. So it's a fun day to be out in the park, and you know, families come out, they bring a picnic, and spend the day in the park.
Beautiful.
With their families.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Now, later in May, tell us what's coming up.
Well, the summer officially kicks off in the city of Chicago. We like to consider Kids and Kites one of our first big events, but, you know, Memorial Day weekend is when things really get started. You know, we've got the Chicago Memorial Day Parade and Wreath Laying Ceremony that will be held on May the 26th. But one thing that we'll be doing this year that's somewhat new, but that's kind of kicking off the Chicago music legacy, we have three weekends in a row of music in Millennium Park, beginning with the annual Chicago House Music Festival, which is May the 26th. Then we have the 33rd annual Chicago Gospel Music Festival, which is June 1st and 2nd. And then the Chicago Blues Festival is June 8th and 10th, and all three weekends back-to-back in Millennium Park.
Okay. Now, we're going to back you up just a little bit because we want you to give us more information about each event. What should we expect to experience there?
Well, at the let's hone in on our Chicago music legacy. You know, Chicago is a we've got such great music here. We're really known as a music city. The House Music Festival will celebrate the legacy of, you know, house music started here in Chicago, and it's, you know, kind of an original art form that we're so proud of. And at the event, we'll have three stages of DJs with, you know, live music. People can dance. There'll be different styles of house music people will be able to you know, listen to. And it's just a fun time in the park. People can dance all around, you know, Cloud Gate. We've got three stages, as I said, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. And then on June the 1st and 2nd, the 33rd Chicago Gospel Music Festival will take place in Millennium Park.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's another one of our great music legacies, historic genre that was born here in Chicago over 80 years ago. And the Chicago Gospel Music Festival will feature local and national artists. One of the things I'm really excited about is we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Edward Hawkins song, Oh Happy Day. So that's going to be a wonderful celebration of music that evening. That'll happen on Saturday, June 2nd. But we've got, you know, some wonderful groups coming from, you know, not only locally here in Chicago, but from, you know, all around the country. We have the Canton Spirituals and Israel and New Breed, the Walls Group and the Tri-City Singers Reunion. So it's going to be a fun time in Millennium Park.
Oh, wonderful. And you said this is the 33rd annual?
Yes, it is. It's the 33rd annual.
Okay. So Chicago has basically been, as you said,
it's been the epicenter of most of gospel music for centuries, and the father of gospel was here in Chicago, so it's great to see that we're going to celebrate the Gospel Fest again this year. And again, you said those dates are June 1st and June 2nd, right? In Millennium Park,
yeah,
right?
Yes, in Millennium Park. We'll actually kick off in at the Chicago Cultural Center the afternoon or the day of June 1st, and then that evening we'll move over to Millennium Park, and we'll have music in the park that evening, and then all day on June the 2nd.
If someone wanted to find out information about the Gospel Fest and about the House Music Fest, where would they go online to get that?
Well, for the House Music Festival, you can go to the chicagohousemusicfestival.us.
Okay.
And for the Gospel Music Festival, you can go to chicagogospelmusicfestival.us.
And again, we come up with the 35th Annual Chicago Blues Festival, a genre of music that was solely started right here in Chicago. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, we are very excited about this year's Chicago Blues Festival. It's going to be such a wonderful weekend of blues on five stages all throughout Millennium Park. We are going to be celebrating not only, you know, some wonderful anniversaries, but our big headliner for the weekend is Mavis Staples on Sunday, which we're very excited to have her.
Yeah.
We'll also be doing the celebrating the 65th anniversary of Del Mar Records.
Okay.
And they'll that's a Chicago company.
Chicago label.
And we'll also be celebrating or actually doing a really cool tribute to Little Walter.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. Now, I understand that the blues tradition, while shining a spotlight on the genre's contributions to soul, R&B, gospel, rock, hip-hop, rap and more, all going on at the Blues Fest?
Well, you know, Chicago blues is, or actually blues music in general, you know, gave birth to so many other genres, you know, R&B, soul, rock, hip-hop and rap. You know, without that, you know, without that blues foundation, a lot of those artists who inspired so many other, you know, other artists in other genres, you know, the contribution is just, you know, it's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that the press had mentioned a few months ago is that there's going to be some changes around the festivals for security reasons. What are some of those changes that is coming up that people should expect to see?
Well, for many years, people have been going to the festival in Grant Park, where we also hold the Taste of Chicago, and there's been security measures there. So we're it's going with the times, and the Office of Emergency Management suggested that we implement the same security measures that we do for many of our events in Grant Park. So I don't, you know, people will kind of get the similar, it's just a similar situation as it is in Grant Park. We're just kind of moving that over to Millennium Park. But we do, you know, ask people to, you know, be patient, and, you know, there might be a few lines, but, you know, it's get there early.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that we let people know that there will be some changes, and you might need to get there a little bit earlier to make sure you get in through the new system.
Right.
But it's still
right. But I don't
free.
Think it'll be. It won't really affect. It won't have that much of an effect.
Good. Good.
Now, Mary, I understand that leading into the festivals, there's going to be some professional development workshops and events. So for the Gospel Music Professional Development Panel, which will include Sir the Baptist, Don Jackson, and Donald Lawrence on Tuesday, May 8th at 6 p.m. And where will that be held?
That will be held at the Chicago Cultural Center.
City of Chicago offers these type of workshops. It is not made just for special people. It's open for everyone to come, be a part of, and to be involved in. So these events at the Cultural Center are just as important as the events at the band shell. These are all a part of the experience of the avenues that the City of Chicago is providing for this city to actually enjoy music, learn more about it, learn more about the different cultures. Everything that we do in this city, it brings us closer together, right?
That's right. That's the spirit of the city.
Yes, indeed. And we just want to let everyone know that in addition to the moderator of Marcella Jones of Inspiration 1390 is presented in partnership with the Recording Academy Chicago chapter. So all of those inspiring musicians who want to learn more, please come out for these special development workshops. Now, for the Chicago House Music Festival, Conference, and Dance Summit on Thursday, May 24th from 6 to 9, Friday, May 25th, 4 to 11, and Saturday, May 26th, 12 to 2, right at the Chicago Cultural Center. There's going to be workshops and panels related to the artistry, business, and culture of house music, the music form born in Chicago that was gone on to revolutionize dance music internationally, as Mary has explained. And then there is another professional development workshop coming up called Bridges to the Blues, and that's going to be on Monday, June 4th, in partnership with Donda's House. The Chicago Blues Festival will showcase young hip-hop artists performing original blues material for a chance to perform at the Chicago Blues Festival.
That's right. And all that information, you can go to our website, which is cityofchicago.org/DCase, and you can find all of that, that information for those opportunities and many, many more that we have.
Now, going back to the events that are coming up, normally in every year, Millennial Park has an excellent summer music series. And when does that begin this year?
Well, the summer music series begins on June 18th, and it will go on select dates through August the 16th. And we have a great lineup. It's a wonderful opportunity for people to come outside and enjoy free music, pack a picnic, and enjoy the lovely summer weather.
And then we also have another event that lets people enjoy the park during the summer, correct? The film festival.
Yes.
Well, the film
that's
series,
right. The film series is that's coming up very soon, June 5th through August 21st. We haven't announced the lineup, but we've got a fun lineup, a wonderful lineup of films for people to come out and enjoy. That is held from June 5th to August 21st, so we hope everybody can come out for that. And it's all free.
Wonderful. That's the operative word, is free.
That's right.
So in addition to enjoying music and films, there's also dance. Tell us what's happening with that.
Oh, well, the 22nd annual Chicago Summer Dance is Thursdays through Sundays, and it's June 28th through August 25th this summer. And whether you know how to dance or you just want to learn, you know, come out and swing, waltz, cha-cha, or just sit back and enjoy the music and watch others dance. But it's a really, really cool series. It's been going on for a number of years. It's so hugely popular as well. We get dancers of all ages and skill levels that come out for a one-hour dance lesson before the live music starts and people start really, dancing.
So that's held in both Grant Park and different Chicago park districts around the city?
That's right. The park districts were there. They also hold a lot of the summer dance events. They have on select dates, and it's on Wednesday nights. So whether it be out in the neighborhoods or out at the Spirit of Music Garden in Grant Park, there's always a place to go and listen to music and dance. And something special for summer dance this year, we will be moving it into the Taste of Chicago. So people, when they come out to Taste of Chicago, they'll be able to do summer dance at Buckingham Fountain Plaza.
Oh, wow. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to save the culminating date, which is Saturday, August the 25th, because that's always really fantastic.
Yes, that's going to be our big summer dance celebration in Millennium Park. So we will activate the entire park and they'll be dancing throughout.
Mm-hmm. Now, one event that people come all throughout the Midwest to attend here in Chicago is the annual Chicago Air and Water Show. I understand that it's the 60th anniversary this year.
Yes, it is. We are celebrating the 60th annual Chicago Air and Water Show this year, and it's presented by Shell Oil Products. And we're so excited. It's one of our largest, if not the largest, event that we do here in Chicago. And it's one of the largest free shows of its kind in the United States. And each year we, welcome military and civilian flight aerobatic teams, the historic aircraft. Our headliners this year are the United States Air Force Thunderbirds and the United States Army Golden Knight parachute team.
Wonderful.
And one of the events that we just skipped over is an annual event. It's called the Taste of Chicago.
Well, that's right. The Taste of Chicago is celebrating 38 years this year. July 11th through the 15th in Grant Park. And of course, what's the best part, Ruth? It's free.
Okay. Now, in the past, and I know things change over time, but in the past, if you were disabled or a senior, you could get actual seating close to the stage. How is that being handled this year?
Well, for the last 5 or 6 years, we've had our seating. We've been selling seating tickets, and we do have some seating tickets available, for everyone. And they're reasonably priced. We have general admission, and then we also have premium seating as well. And then also the lawn, which is Butler Field, is free.
Mm-hmm. Now, the food is just such a big attraction there. Tell us about that.
Well, we have, the food there, it's just amazing. It's such a wonderful representation of Chicago's diverse culinary scene, from pierogies to, our fine delicacies, to pizza, to Asian food, to Jamaican food. There's just something for everyone out there.
Right, because I understand that there's going to be 70-plus Chicago eateries represented this year.
Maybe even more. We haven't announced our lineup this year, but we have five-day restaurants, pop-up restaurants that are there for a day, and then also our food trucks. So we're going to have, there'll be a number of wonderful Chicago eateries that will be serving a delicious and diverse menu.
Well, Chicagoland, Mary May is an excellent representative for the city of Chicago, and she has graced us with her time. But as so many things happen within the city of Chicago, Ms. May has to leave us right now. But we would like to thank you for your service to the community, your service to the city of Chicago for all these years, as well as your ability to communicate to others exactly what's going on from our Cultural Affairs and Special Events Department. So we thank you very much, Mary, for your service to the city of Chicago.
And we'd like to ask
you.
And Mary, we'd like to ask you to please give us the contact information as others are tuning in to come out and enjoy the wonderful happenings here in Chicago.
Well, thank you for having me, Ruth, and I really enjoyed it. I can you can come to our website, which is cityofchicago.org/DCASE, which is DCASE, and you can search and find any and all of the events that our office produces that are free admission, and we invite everyone to come out and enjoy summertime in Chicago.
And Mary, we're going to ask you to please promise that either you or another representative will be back on midsummer as we're looking at what activities are closing out the summer, including the Jazz Fest and world music, and it's just so much more going on. So you got to promise to come back.
I promise. I look forward to it, Ruth.
Okay. And thank you once again.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, Chicagoland, we want you to make sure that you keep in contact with us, as we will be trying to post some of the upcoming events on the Chris Radio Facebook page. So if you have Facebook, you can go to Chris Radio Facebook page, and we will be occasionally posting some of the events that are coming up so that you will always know exactly what's coming up in the city of Chicago so that you can be involved.
Chicago, as we close out today's program, we want everyone to always remember that the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, is here to help build communities and strengthen nations through promoting exemplary public service and volunteerism. So please join us next week on this same station for what promises to be an excellent program of lively conversation. And we're going to leave you with a tune from a previous guest.
And that tune is going to be an all blues medley, so that you can understand the blues, listen to the songs as we leave you Chicago, and think about all the great musical events that are going to come up this summer, that you can just sit back on the lawn in downtown Chicago, soak up the sun, and listen to the tunes that will be coming forth from the great artists and the great people of the city of Chicago. For the FACT organization, now, good night and have a good evening.
Bye now.
I'm one of five daughters, and it's my pleasure to bring up the baby of the family. This is my younger sister, Africa Pace Brown. She's gonna help us sing the blues.
Yeah, there's always the blues. Even bebop was about blues. About Thelonious Monk's blues. Blue Monk, Charlie Parker's blues, Blue Bird, Miles Davis blues, all blues. Talking about the blues, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about the blues.
Listening to a visiting bluebird. All a Twitter because he was blue. I was listening to a visiting bluebird. All a Twitter because he was blue. Till I finally said, with all respect, do bird, I know more about blue. You heard how my big love affair is a thriller, yeah. As you flew around town, bird, I'm certain you heard how my big love affair is all through. Ooh. When it comes to the blues, I've been so well tutored. I can teach you a blue thing or two.
Taste of strife, I said.